Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Hope you hang out at my website a little bit, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We've got quite a few things there that you can use to your advantage. You can listen, read, ask questions, check out my blog, subscribe to my newsletter, take our poll question right on the homepage. You'll find some things there you can do, spend a little time and benefit from it. If you got something specific on your mind, you can find that there, too, at smallbusinessadvocate.com, including the body of work that Norm Brodsky has deposited with us. You can go back and very easily, very quickly find the things that that Norm has left with us over the years and still is, even today. Norm is with us. He's the author of The Knack, contributing editor to Inc. magazine. And Norm, in the previous segment, we kind of talked about the things that we don't like about what's going on in the economy right now, the things that you gave us a little bit of a dour prediction for, you know, how long it's going to take us to work out of this economy, this tough time we're going through right now. About, as you know, though, Norm, in the polls that we're taking and that we're seeing, about a fourth to a third of the businesses out there, the small businesses, are looking around saying, recession, recovery, what are you talking about? We're rocking and rolling here. And so, well, you know, I'm telling the other two-thirds, If you're still lamenting or whining or whatever about the economy, maybe you need to find out what those other folks are doing. What do you think?
Well, you know, when the economy suffers, a part of the businesses do better during a suffering economy. So I don't think that's unusual.
And you're not just talking about bankruptcy lawyers either, are you?
No, not. But, you know, my dad had a great expression. He used to say there's $1 million under your shoe. And so I used to look under my shoe, and I didn't understand it until I got much older. What he meant is there's opportunities all around you in any time. And that's what I see today. But what happens is, in the past, we've started businesses for convenience. We've started in our own backyard. We've started out of our own homes. So you're going to have to look far afield to find those opportunities. Example, I know this is pretty far away, and hopefully we have some listeners there. I found a great opportunity in North Dakota, and there's lots of opportunities there. The oil companies with this fracturing have made new startling discoveries and are investing hundreds of millions of dollars there.
Right.
And
new ways of getting oil out of the ground.
Oh, yeah, and people are flocking there. There's opportunities for hotels. There's opportunities for restaurants. There's millions of opportunities. Now, it's far away, and it's pretty cold there during the winter, Jim, but there are opportunities, and I'm sure there's opportunities throughout the country. You have to look for them. You can't, you know, used to sit around your own home and find them or your own office and find them. Today, you have to go out and search them, and you have to be careful.
But you might not have to physically go there. That's the thing about the 21st century. And this is really something that's so important, Norm, that you and I talk about. You and I are a couple of gray hairs. We've been around the track a couple of times. And you know, I think it's important for folks like us to remind, you know, younger folks that, especially if they're only slightly younger than us, that, you know, you're in the it's the second decade of the 21st century.
Oh, for sure.
Never mind the 20th century. If you're still thinking about business the way you and I did it in the 20th century, Norm, you're not going to make it. And so you've got to look at opportunities, not where they are in 21st century, but where they are in the rest of the second decade of the 21st century.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, part of the business is, even if you go into a business, you know, I have these criteria for business. One of them, the business idea or concept has to be over 100 years old. So that's the old-fashioned part of me, but the new 21st century part of me says that I have to use technology to get there. I mean, if you want to compete in today's world, you have to be up-to-date with technology, social networking. You have to have the whole nine yards, because if not, you're going to miss out, and competition is going to eat your lunch. I mean, that's really important. For those people You and I are a little older, Jim, but for those people who don't understand and are technologically uneducated, you better get educated, or you better find somebody to work for you to
that's
do
right.
that.
That's
because
right.
otherwise, you're not going to be able to compete in this new world, and that's part of this structural unemployment. People
one
don't
of the,
get it.
One of the things that I found, Norm, that simplifies the whole thing and reveals to you, will reveal to you where you should be investing your dollars, where you should be focusing your energy, and that is what comes out of your customer, your prospect's mouth. Ask your customers, ask your prospects, what do they want, how do they want it delivered, how are they using it, how do they want you to help them do that, and what are their options? I mean, if you'll just talk to customers and prospects about those four or five questions, they'll reveal to you where you need to spend your money and put your energies. What do you think?
Well, I always tell a story about this, and it's a little too long to tell at this moment, but what it is you've got to listen to your customer. They're going to guide you to everything. Most salespeople, they have their own agendas, and what they do is they talk so much, they don't give the customer a chance to tell them exactly what they want. And so you have to listen to that customer and then feed them back what they say to you, and that's so true. I mean, I've made my biggest sales on one word, and the word was okay. A customer was telling me what they wanted, and I said, okay, I listened to them. And so we've lost the art of listening to the customer, and I believe in that greatly.
I wonder if we haven't lost the art of even having conversations with customers. You know, in the 21st century, with all the technology, you know, folks, those conversations still need to take place.
Well, you Jim, when I walk into a customer's office...
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you give us that thought and maybe tell that story right after these messages. More to come with the very worldly Norm Brodsky. I'm Jim Blasingame, 10 Till.
And we are airplanes today.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.